Former employees are accusing Meta of turning a blind eye to child safety issues on their virtual reality platform.
When our research uncovered that underage children using MetaVR in Germany were subject to demands for sex acts, nude photos, and other acts that no child should ever be exposed to, Meta demanded that we erase any evidence of such dangers that we saw.
That's the voice of Jason Sadezan speaking at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. During his six-year tenure as a researcher for Meta, he says his work revealed not only the dark underbelly of the VR gaming world, but also Meta's attempts to influence, alter, and even erase his findings.
We researchers were directed how to write reports to limit risk to Meta. Internal work groups were locked down, making it nearly impossible to share data and coordinate between teams to keep users safe.
In 2022, Meta hired Casey Savage to conduct the very first test to determine whether their VR headsets were safe for kids. That was 8 years after they'd already been on the market.
In VR, someone can stand behind your child and whisper in their ear, and your child will feel their presence as though it is real. I quickly became aware that it is not uncommon for children in VR to experience bullying, sexual assault, to be solicited for nude photographs and sexual acts by pedophiles, and to be regularly exposed to mature content like gambling and violence, and to participate in adult experiences like strip clubs and watching pornography with strangers.
U.S. Senate Chair Marsha Blackburn called out Meta, saying they prioritize profits over kids.
Meta legal manipulated research methods and buried negative data. Meta instructed researchers to avoid asking teen survey participants questions which might lead them to discuss harms they've experienced because of Meta's design. And when their suppression didn't work, they just simply deleted the evidence.
Senators concluded the hearing with a push to pass the Kids Online Safety Act and a call for Meta to respond. Annetta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.